Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I have to tell you, the last couple of days have been almost like spring around here, and now the cold snap is setting in. Okay. Here in Roanoke, Virginia, but the days have been so beautiful. The cats are having a ball outside. I even opened the windows. It was like 72 degrees here. Really? Now, I know it's cold for you down there, but up here that's warm. Okay.
We live in paradise down here, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand. There was times I really loved living down there, too, especially during the winter time. That, again, guarantee you. I so agree with that. It's funny, I just wanted to mention something tonight that I think is kind of important that I wanted to say tonight on the air regarding Jacqueline. And I just wanted to thank her. She volunteers all of her time for this show, everybody. You know, and she's always there whenever she can be. And she steps in and really helps us all to be enlightened. I just wanted to thank her tonight. She's about to go through her Venus return. She's already in her Mercury return. I just wanted to mention it tonight. Thank you, Jacqueline.
You're so sweet. It is my pleasure. I'm here in service. You know that. So, just a humble servant. Well,
now, it was a weird chart tonight. I wasn't wowed by anything, so I had to sit here and look a little deeper. What am I going to tell the people about the show tonight? You know, I mean, there's not really a big wow factor there. There's some subtleties there that are interesting, you know. And then I tried to put up on Blog Talk Radio, and you know what they did? They canceled me. I had to go back in and do it all over again. I'm like, really? And Mercury's out of its shadow? Hello?
That little meddlesome
anyway.
Mars is still not out of its shadow.
Oh, I know. That Mars energy, though, all of a sudden, people are starting to think, okay, time to make some choices. Because with that retrograde, it was very hard. People had one or two options. They weren't sure where their passion was. They weren't sure if they wanted to be the ram or the lamb. I mean, people have been struggling with that one, and I'm hoping over the next few weeks that we start to really get the ball rolling here, you know? And I actually like Mars and Aries. It's comfortable there, and I'm a go-getter. So are you. You know what I'm talking about. And it's nice to say, all right, well, I'm going to go for it. I want to go for it. Yeah. It's crazy good.
Well, and it is about deep contemplation because, again, here it's in conjunct, that Mercury that is direct in Scorpio. So it is
yes.
about deep contemplation before taking action. I have to put that in there.
Yeah, going deep. And it's and also, Mercury's at the pinnacle of the yod. I'm like, really? All righty then. How do you want to serve? You know what I mean? And that's why when I saw this, I thought of you. And that's why I wanted to say that about you tonight. Because I said, she always wants to serve. And I just literally like that, loved it about you. And I can see it in the chart tonight. The Capricorn planets are so quiet tonight. It's weird. Like, that's one square, you know, to Venus, but...
You know, and here again, sometimes, you know, things can be calm before things start to shift and change. And I think that's kind of the tone of this week is that, you know, there is all these minor shifts this year. Subtle would be the way I would put it. Subtle shifts during this week. But it's not that
exactly.
big event thing, okay? So it is all about, you know, looking deep, looking at preparing for what you need to prepare for, do what you need to do. I like what you put in there as far as take some time to honor your family, honor the ones that you love. For Dad, I love you. And here again, that honor is just natural at this point in time as far as, you know, your gift that you give to me by just being who you are. But here again, it is about that this week, and it is about, you know, taking some time to really reflect on who and what is important to you and expressing that to them. I think that's such a beautiful thing under this period of time as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I did a reading on one of my clients when I went to a little bit hippie last Friday and everything, and then she ran across this other astrologer, and she's a tarot reader like we are, and all that, and she did this really cute little video, and then I saw the card she put up. The card she put up was my mom's favorite deck.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the old path. I was like, really? Talk about chills going through you. I said, hi, Mom, I hear you. Really? Oh, my goodness. So that was pretty cool.
You know,
these Scorpio energies help us to really draw in that energy, I think.
They do, and especially with this Pisces moon and all this Pisces energy, too, that's going on with Neptune. It can and the dance with the Sun, Mercury, and now Venus that has been going through with that deep Scorpio energy. The veil has been very thin for a lot of people, so it is about feeling that. It is about, you know, hearing that inner voice, hearing that deeper connection that you have to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power. There's a stronger connection
exactly right
now than with the normal.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Yes, absolutely. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. I suppose we should see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. A few of them are from your neck of the woods, too. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, wait.
All right. Echo 561-287, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. It's been a long while. It's Stacy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Stace. How are you doing?
Well, good news and bad news. I took a job around the end of July. The people are millennials. They make old jokes, you know, to me, a few of them that were inappropriate. And I kind of stuck to myself, you know. It's like, you know, they would say, oh, it's the Golden Girls to me, another girl, or the grandmas of the office. And I addressed it. You know, I said it's inappropriate and, you know, it's an office. So I kind of like stuck to myself and, you know, whatever. And then the other day, the dialer of the office, you know, the dialer wasn't working. You know, of the call center, and I'm wondering if I still have a job. I I'm just nervous because, you know, I need to work. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I had bills and it's crazy, and I'm like, you know, fearing, like, you know, if you go down there, are they going to, they sent most of us home Friday, but they kept only certain people there, and we don't know why. So I'm thinking, you know, right away, is there telling us, you know, so I want to know what's going on.
Well, I want to say that tonight Venus is sitting on your moon, okay? And you are concerned about security, and you want to be acknowledged on one level. But the Capricorn planets are forming a lot of trines, your Virgo planets in the ninth house. So either way, I think you're going to be okay as far as work is concerned. Particular place, I'm not sure about that. What do you actually do in the call center?
You know, we handle calls, you know, outbound calls. But do you think that my job is ending, or I'm just scared? You know, I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm not seeing that specifically, that the job is ending, at least not in the moment. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree, because, you know, she was talking about transiting Venus over your moon, and transiting Mars is over your, transiting Mercury is over your Venus, okay? There's a lot of benefits here, and that's why Aphrodite is waffling on this, is because, and the reason why she says, even if you do get fired, you've still got Jupiter in your first house really helping you transit through that. What I see this as, and what's more important here, is this is an old issue from the past returning, and it is about your self-worth. It is about how you have to, you're going to be fine. You have to feel those guardian angels. The sun just went into your 12th house, and it is about your inward connection. And it's all about you looking within in yourself. This Neptune retrograde is trining your Venus. And when it goes direct, it's going to bring some great blessings to you. I think it's the 28th of this month. Aphrodite can tell you specifically, but I know it's right at the tail end of this month that it turns direct. And I think there's where you're going to get your security and feel much more comfortable about the situation that you're in as far as your work. So,
She says,
no, but look into your own personal values and beliefs. Know the value that you are. And be assured that it's going to be okay. Really, no matter how I look at it, with all of these transits, because Venus is going to go over and you're going to have your Venus return coming up here soon. There's too many blessing lines here to say that you're not going to be okay. And so,
well, you know, I have a fear of, you know, getting fired, because it's like how long I've been without a job. Is it, you know, what
I
I'm
understand.
Saying?
That's how come I talked about that south node in Sagittarius that just is right in your first house, just barely, okay?
Yeah, because they said
that old issue from the past has returned. Are you going to live in fear, or are you going to live in faith? This is the question of it, because there's too many blessing lines here. No matter which direction you turn, you can stress out about this over the next couple months while it's going through its full transit. But the end result is going to be in your favor, and it's going to be all right in the end result. So you can stress out about it, but it's still going to be good, okay? Or you can have faith and go with the flow and say, okay, I know it's going through a transition at this point in time. We're going to be fine. And let it be. Okay, that's your choice.
But tomorrow, how is it going to be, you know?
Again,
pretty much like any other day.
What?
Conversations are going to happen, I'm sure of that. But, again, see, the moon's in Pisces right now, and that's why you're feeling a bit victimized. It is opposing your natal Jupiter. Don't step back into being the victim. Step up to be the victor right now, okay? Get a better attitude going on, no matter what happens as far as the conversation is concerned. Be very self-assured. Be very honest, okay? You're always going to be a very hard worker. You always do your best. And you've been looking for a nest, okay? And I so agree with Jacqueline. These trines and blessing lines are going to give you that. But we have a lot of people on hold, so I have to let you go tonight. You keep us posted. You let us know next week what happened, okay?
Oh, I'm scared. You know, I'm very scared.
You'll be okay, babe.
Okay.
All right.
No.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. You too.
God bless. All right. Bye. So hard. It's I don't know. Is it that difficult down in Florida as far as employment?
Unemployment is low right now. There's a lot of jobs. People are starting to move again. Okay, so even though we're still under the pandemic, especially where she's the area that she's at, it's starting, you know, the snowbirds are coming down, they're starting to settle back in, so.
Great, great. I want the best for her so much. Are you ready for the next one?
Please.
Zero, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla.
Great.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing better than this past fall, you know, with this Mercury being in, what was it, Mercury in retrograde and Mars being in retrograde. It's been tough because Aries rules my Mars, or Mars rules my Aries, whatever way you want to call it. So it's been really, yeah, it's been really
yes.
tough.
I love you. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you still live in Connecticut, Amla? Do you still live in Connecticut?
I do. Yep.
All right, great. I love your chart right now. You are about to go through a whirlwind here. I'm loving this.
Oh yay. I was just going to ask if my birthday's coming up, and what do you see from now until maybe January? What's going on?
You're going to be where you are for your birthday, right?
Yes. Nowhere going. Nowhere. Yep.
Cool beans. Cool beans.
Like, do you see relationships? Do you see what's going on? What's some good stuff?
Well, your fifth house is loaded in your solar return if you stay there. Okay? But I see you making a commitment.
How many
to a
relationship does she want, Jacqueline? Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm like going off. And she goes, well, is there anything in relationships? Well, yeah, there's a neon sign in relationships.
Wow.
Yes.
You got a choice here, honey. You got a choice. There's going to be more than one, no question about it, because it's the South Node, so don't be surprised if old relationships from the past come back or people who are similar from the past, okay?
Okay, yeah.
This year's filled with relationships, okay, is what we're talking about, okay?
Yes.
So you're a commodity this year, to boil it down. So you get the choice to pick and choose. Pick and choose the right one is what I'm boiling this down to, okay? Be yourself.
Right.
Be true.
Yes.
Your sun is conjunct your moon this year. It's also conjunct your Mercury. What that means is this is who I am, and this is who I'm going to be, and you take me or leave me. I'm moving on, and I'm waiting for the one that's going to really ring my bell, because there's so many trines and blessing lines here. To Mars, it isn't even funny, which Mars is the male, the action. You know, I have to say, this is the year where, again, I don't see you making a commitment, but do I see you getting a lot of choices to choose a right one? Absolutely. Let the universe bring him in. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thanks, Jack.
I totally agree, and I want to tell you, I have a feeling that you're going to connect with somebody who either speaks more than one language or is born in another country. And I also think that they're going to be very, very honest. So their cultural background is going to have appeal. Now, I don't know if this is going to be the person you ultimately commit to, but it's going to be somebody that they're going to really enjoy their company and their persona. Oh, yeah. Something good is coming in here. Oh, yeah.
When?
Really good.
Do you sense when this is happening? Does it start now because the Mercury, I'm sorry, Mars is direct for me? Or when does this kind of...
This is your solar return that we're looking at.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
It starts to just get the rumblings, and that's why you have that feeling right now, is because the rumblings are there. It really kicks in, okay? It really kicks in after December 14th at 7:38 p.m. where you are, New Britain, Connecticut. Okay, I can get you that exact detail of when that marker hit. Okay, then you're really going to see it ramp up. That's when you're really, okay, now I got to roll up my sleeves and get to work. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing I want to mention to you is I'm looking at also your transits. And you have to remember that Mars has been in Aries a long time this year. Normally, Mars in Aries for 7 weeks every 2.5 years. It went old in Aries, retrograde to Aries. Now, you're going to be going to your Mars return before January 7th. So this December and January are very key points to be putting yourself any
Got
club,
it.
Group, or association that is health-oriented, that is spiritual, get your butt there, even if you do it remotely. Okay?
It's so funny you said, okay, can I just validate something? It's so funny you said that. I'm actually a part of this Interfaith Thanksgiving, and it's virtual, and I'm offering a prayer. We're all offering a prayer, and it's all walk of life, all religion. And it's this Wednesday, of course, because Thanksgiving is Thursday on in the United States. So, yeah, that's so funny that you said that. So, because it's going to be a lot of exposure. I know that.
I love
it. Sure.
I love it for you.
Oh,
I just love you because you're not, you need somebody that's going to vibe to your frequency and be part of your tribe, babe. That's the way it's going to go here for you. It's great. I love it.
That's awesome. And it's only 3 minutes. So it's like, here I am, 3 minutes, and then you'll, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool shindig. I'm really excited for that. Yay.
Well, I'm excited for you. This sounds wonderful.
Wow. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving and happy holidays to you. If I don't talk to you again, because my birthday is within, like, already 3 weeks. So, yeah, I can't believe this year's pretty much on its way out. So I think we're all happy about that. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's been a very ambitious year. Absolutely. I agree with you. Yes.
I'd love to listen to the show. So hold, if you could leave me on hold, that'd be great, Aphrodite. But thank you so much.
I sure will,
honey.
No problem. God bless you.
You too. God bless.
Putting you on hold. Awesome. All right. That was pretty exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah. Open up Pandora's box there.
Oh, yeah. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 203, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pat from Connecticut. How are you?
Hey, Pat.
Hi, Pat from Connecticut.
How are you?
Oh, you both talked at once. I didn't get either. I didn't hear what you said.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I've had a month from hell. Want to check in and see what you see ahead of me due to my mechanic's negligence after spending $600 for a water pump. The engine blew 2 days later. I brought it back for them to look at it. They put in sealant, said you're good to go, and then it blew the next day. I have to...
Pat, when's your birthday?
7/12/53. Okay. I have to apply for a loan, and I think that'll all work out, but unfortunately... When I'm paying all that off, I'm really worried. I'm trying to get away from music. Sorry, got to go outside. I'm afraid my insurance guy said, yeah, I was in the same situation. Oh, it's noisy here, too. I put in $5,000 into my car to fix something, and 2 years later, the transmission went, and I thought, oh, my God. I'll be paying off the loan, and I feel like my hands will be tied if I need to get something from my dog, who's getting older, and a heart murmur, and I had a stroke in August, and it's been not a great year.
Many people are experiencing that on different levels, but I hesitate to tell you this, but all the dust is not going to clear until probably the third week of January for you, okay? So
yeah.
It's a short cycle. It seems like it's really oppressive, but Uranus is retrograde in Taurus in your eighth house of investments and loans and contracts and squaring some of your planets in Leo. Even though you're a Cancer sun, you have major planetary energy in Leo right now. All I can tell you is in the end game, it will be okay, but you really do have to stay on top of this. If you think people have misrepresented or not done the right job, unfortunately, this is a stress you're going to have to deal with, okay, in order to make it right. So don't drop the ball. What do you think, Jeff?
I don't, I'm, I missed that. Can you repeat that again?
Uranus is in Taurus, which rules real estate, okay?
Yeah,
It's retrograde right now until the third week of January. And
yeah,
it is in your
that.
Eighth house of investments, okay?
Yeah.
Which your home is an investment. And other people's money, which is a loan. And it's forming squares to your south node, your moon, and your Mercury right now in Leo. Which is why you want to shine like the sun, and you feel like there's this dark cloud all over you, okay?
Yes.
But know this is a process, not an event, and stay right with this. Make sure that anything you do, licensed, insured, okay? There's a warranty. Don't drop the ball between now and the third week of January, and it's going to work out to your benefit. It's going to increase the value of what you already have. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, and I'm going to add to that Uranus because it's an opposing transiting Venus at this point in time. That's going through your second house of personal finances, and it's in Scorpio, which, again, goes back to that loan, other people's money, this type of thing. That Venus gives you the benefit to give you the safety and security blanket. You're a Cancer Sun, and you're dead in the middle of Cancer with your Mars conjuncted and Uranus conjunct. Aren't nervous, nobody is right now. I understand that. But Aphrodite was talking about those Leo planets. And I'm going to tell you, with that Mercury in Leo and that Moon in Leo, that faith that you have with that can pay off in dividends right now. Because again, here, I agree with Aphrodite. The transits that are upon you, you have a ton of squares dancing all over you, okay? You know, the Saturn is squaring Saturn, Neptune is squaring Saturn, Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. We have all this, and I could go on with all the squares going on at this point in time. So you are restricted at this point in time, but it is about finding that creative way to put things back into place. You're in a foundational shift. It is to your benefit to go through this shift, and you will find, like Aphrodite said, when Uranus goes direct, that things are going to pan out to be in your favor. But until then, it's a little rocky of a road. So it's a matter of fake it till you make it on this one. Trust the process that it's going to happen. Because Venus is going through your second house of personal finances. Good people are going to help you no matter how I look at this in unusual ways to make this happen, and it'll be for your success. So remember that about this.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and listen. I heard something about warranty and to stay on top of it and creative. Yeah, I am doing a creative way of working all this out, but I'm concerned that once I work this all out and start paying back my loan, are my hands going to be tied with the car that I'm going to have more trouble with?
The point being is you're going to work this out in this process. That's the reason why Aphrodite said check and double check every single piece of paper. Your goal is still the same. Be like the steamship who's going through a bunch of waves, okay? Plow through it and go, okay, this is my goal. This is where I'm going. I'm going to get it this way or this way. I'm going to look at these options and keep plowing through all the options until the true answer comes at the end, because the end result is going to be to your benefit.
Okay, and the checking all the papers, I'm hoping she didn't mean, you know, to get some, you know, my mechanic to take care of this problem, because that's after the fact. You know, I mean.
Well, the sun just entered Sagittarius, which rules travel and all vehicles, whether you're riding a horse, a jet ski, a motorcycle, or a vehicle. And it just got into Sag, like not even 2 days ago. And when it does that, it complements and forms trines and blessing lines to all your Leo. They are going to make it right over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Trust me. Okay?
Okay.
That's going to be fine. The other things you're dealing with are different. They're a little bit more sticky.
Yes.
But I think the car thing is going to resolve successfully. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I got to go back and listen to this. Was my mechanic at fault?
I think that that's something that they're going to have to determine because, again, it has to do with what they actually find scientifically, okay?
Okay.
And I hate to say it that way, but it's true. And so, because the optimistic energies are so high, I think they're going to make it right for you, That's the most important thing to remember. They're going to make it right for you. Okay?
Listen, I got to go back and listen to this, and I'm so grateful that I got you tonight. Thank you so much.
Well,
I haven't talked to you guys
in
a long time.
You have a very sweet night, okay? God bless you.
And happy Thanksgiving to you both. God bless you both. Thanks a lot.
You as well. Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's fighting a war on too many fronts.
Yeah, I agree there. I'll say that. I agree there.
Oh, she's only born 2 weeks before me. Okay, so just take a look at that for a minute. Okay, she's only born 2 weeks before me. I get this. Okay. That's okay. I'm still standing, so I plan to stay there. Alrighty then. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 786, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Hey, this is James from Miami.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing well.
I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm on a 27. How about that?
That's excellent.
What you believe, you create, right? Now you're March 30th?
March 30th, yes. March 30th, 1985.
Mm-hmm. And you're still in Miami?
Still in Miami.
Alrighty then. Cool beans. So what's up with you? How can we help you tonight?
Oh boy, what a last few months it's been for me.
I'll bet.
Deep
I
sour
so
moment.
I feel you. Jeez
Louise. It's been pretty heavy in terms of family, especially in terms of work and love. A lot of abandonment issues, confidence, self-worth, the whole thing. So I'm just kind of wondering where this is all going. If there's something sticking out to you that I need to be aware of, you know. Please,
you're
going to
have an epiphany over the next 72 hours. You're going to have an epiphany.
Okay.
You are so close to this. What do you see it, Jacqueline? Am I crazy?
Oh, well, I do see that. You know, Venus is going to transit over that Pluto, first of all. That's going to be, that's, I believe, what Aphrodite is talking about in the next 72 hours.
No, I'm talking about Mars hitting his Mercury and Venus at the same time.
Oh. Well, yeah, that part too. Okay.
Wow.
I was thinking of the epiphany of the plutonium going on. So you have several things going on, and you're in the middle of a shift. Okay, so I agree with Aphrodite about all of this. Even at this point in time, this Uranus retrograde has been all over you as well on your Mars. So, yeah, if you want to talk about sudden shock and amazement at what people are doing, you're getting the real truth right now. Here's the truth in your face, okay?
Wow,
now
yeah.
You've got to
yes.
That, okay, is what
yeah.
I'm going to say. This is about
you.
You
have to decide. You have to decide who deserves you, my friend.
Mm.
Who deserves you? Okay?
Mm. Mm.
Don't settle for less.
Boy.
You're more.
This
You're
is
more.
Not about,
Don't.
This is not about guilt, duty, responsibility, obligation. This is about the God in you and bringing it out and saying, this is who I am, this is where I am, and this is where I'm going. And you either get on board or you don't. Okay? I don't care anymore because I'm going to go one direction, and it's towards my total bliss and happiness. And let the rest go. They will follow along as needed, okay? They will see by your joy and your happiness what you want them to see today. So it's about you finding yourself and staying true to yourself, and those conflicts will dissipate. What do you think of that?
It was a good time for you to get rid of baggage that didn't serve you.
Mm.
You know, you're a very honest and devotional person.
Yeah.
You know, you try to deliver everything you promised. You have a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
And you can be so much fun. And you need to have someone that, again, is a true partner without having to try so hard all the time. You know, really?
Mm.
Okay. Sometimes when we go through a desertion, it's actually a liberation. So you've been liberated to find the true one. How good is that for you?
Yeah.
How good is that for you? Okay?
Very true.
You're
going to
be
true.
Just fine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing I like about your chart tonight, I just want to mention, what are you doing with your psychic gifts? You have so much psychic energy in your chart. What do you do with your psychic gifts?
I've been having such a hard time reconciling that part of myself because I work for local government.
Okay.
You know, I work for a politician. I work in a very interesting place, you know.
Right.
And so it's just been so hard, you know. You know, even, you know, your social media gets monitored, the whole thing. And so it's so hard to kind of like step out there and get back into utilizing those gifts. It's just been kind of tricky.
I hear you.
But
okay.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel the call to serve in that way.
Yes. You're very research oriented. You're very psychic. And usually your first impression of a situation is accurate, even if you can't speak it because of confidentiality in your work. But you and I both know that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's why for you to have a beautiful life outside of your job with a really good relationship, okay, is going to create that beautiful balance for you and bring you to your bliss. Take your time and know it's coming sooner than you think, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, ladies. Oh, wow, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
You
keep
thank
us
you.
Posted because we care about you, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You have a sweet Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, God bless. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye. What a little sweetheart. Oh, my goodness. Some of these people that call in, they're just so amazing. We're so glad to have them here. Thank you, guys. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 772, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Tina from Port St. Lucie. How are we doing today?
Tina!
Alrighty then.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Really early, but...
Same to you, love.
How's
now,
everything
were you
going for you,
ladies?
Originally
born in New Jersey? Were you originally born in New Jersey?
No,
I am a Miami girl, like the guy before me. Hi there, guy. Like an old man.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
was born in Hialeah Hospital and grew up in Miami. So, anyhow, February 3rd, 1965, 12:12 a.m.
All right, because I lost a few people on my database earlier this year, and... when's the last time you called?
Oh, I had to say about probably 3 weeks ago.
I gotcha. Sorry about that. Okay, gotcha.
No worries. Sometimes I am losable, but I always come back.
Oh, I will find you. I will dive to the depths to bring you back. Don't worry. We're good.
Oh, sweetheart, I wouldn't let you do that because, see, I can't swim, so you wouldn't have to dive. But I'm still holding you to that piano playing for Elton John on my birthday.
Woohoo!
I have a situation. I know all the planets are going wonky and everything, and being an Aquarian and everything, I know I'm getting hit with like 3 or 4 planets. But I just had a particular bill come in that... even though I know it was coming, I had several other things go down on me that I had to pay for. And I guess this is the first time I've ever asked this. Is there or could there be any additional monies coming in to help me pay for this bill so that way I don't use the money that I've got to repair my house?
Okay. Well, are you dealing with people in the local community?
I'm sorry?
Are you dealing with people in the local community to help you repair your house?
No,
like
I'm
that.
Doing it myself.
You are.
I'm doing it myself. I have a few people that I have been referred to for help on this, and they're local people, little small
like
businesses. So,
because
I'd rather give my money
you
to the
nice
small businessman.
You got a third house, so I like that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I think the local community is going to help you out. But I also see that Venus is going to transit over in probably about 10 days into your first house. And it's in Scorpio at that point in time. As you know, your ascendant is Scorpio, which is other people's money. So I do feel that other sources of money will be coming in as a result of Venus going through there. It's Mercury is dancing on your Neptune, and it's going to be dancing on your Neptune for this week. So it is all about faith. It is all about looking within, and it's all about trusting that you're going to have this, that the right thing is going to happen at the right place at the right time. Okay, so have that trust that it's going to work out in the right way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Should I run out and buy a lotto ticket?
No.
Okay. just asking.
Neptune's still retrograde in your fifth house of gambling.
Jack, I love you. That was so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Well, the reason why I had asked is because I was going through some of my old cookbooks. I plan on taking them down to the thrift store. I found lotto tickets and a Mega Ball ticket from a few years back, but I was wondering, wow, I wonder what would happen if I played these numbers.
Well, I would wait till after Neptune goes direct at the end of the month before playing any kind of lottery thing or games of chance, because Neptune's retrograde there, and I would never play games of chance under Neptune being retrograde in the fifth house. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good.
I don't know, with Neptune retrograde, if these are from a while back, I don't know, maybe it would be okay. Maybe just do one and see what happens.
My little optimist there.
Well, again,
well, yeah,
if
you
have
know,
a psychic intuition
right?
about that, and if you, to me, when something comes into my mind more than once, and I'm not even looking for it, I do it. So that's Scorpio planets, too. So it's like, yeah, whatever. But, again, I think you're going to be okay here. And the Capricorn planets are going through your third house of your community right now. And Saturn right now is right on your Venus. It's going to be passing over your Mercury. So these people that you've called to help you, they're going to be very reputable, and they're going to do it right. Attention to details, everything. Good. I like
good.
It a lot. I like it a lot.
Good.
Now, do you have water near where you live?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have a, it looks like a canal, but it's actually a drainage ditch for this area.
Okay. All right. Now, were you planning on doing something with that?
The drainage ditch?
Yeah.
No, that's county-owned property. Because of the fact that this area floods really, really bad when the rain doesn't stop, everybody's houses have this canal going behind them, and that doesn't, you know, that's not our responsibility.
Hmm. Okay. Now, do you have like a jacuzzi? Do you have a pool? Do you have water, other water near you?
No jacuzzi, no pool, and from where I sit as the crow flies, I'm probably about 5.5, maybe 6 miles from the beach.
Mm-hmm. Some interesting transits in Pisces right now going through your chart, and I think the water can serve you right now. Living water, where there's actual living things in it, not necessarily like a chlorinated pool. Some people, they have like a jacuzzi, and they put like aromatherapy things in there. They use different essential oils, but I think the water could give you some peace. at this time. You've got a lot of stuff in Pisces all around your moon and Saturn and Chiron, healer. So I know you're very stressed out and you've got a lot on your plate, but try and spend some time by the water when it's beautiful for you and allow yourself to relax, okay?
Okay. Okay.
It's going to It's going to be worth the investment of time for you in your end game because you have been under so much stress. You need this, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, I guess I'm preaching to the choir. Okay, I got it. Let us know how it goes down, okay, honey?
Okay, yeah, because I'm some of the community or some of the repair people are supposed to be here this week to take a look. And like I said, they came, you know, referenced. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get that fixed without a lot of money going out of pocket. So it looks like I can pay that out of the bill.
I see good reputation with this. I see good reputation with this, and they may even have a plan you can go on. Don't get stressed out. Find the facts. I think you're going to find them good.
Okay, great. That sounds fantastic.
Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same, and you also, Jacqueline. And, you know, thank you both for your service because you guys, like you were saying earlier, Aphrodite, Jacqueline volunteers, but so do you. So thank you to both of you for doing this every Sunday and taking time out of your lives to do this for us.
Yes, we love
you.
You. We sure do. All right. God bless.
God bless, guys. Have a great night.
You too, love. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Nice. Okay, ready for the next one? Let me see. I think somebody hung up. Let me see where I'm at now. Oh, here we are. Air code 978, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, ladies. This is Kathleen. Date of birth, you have me in the records, 8-4-57, born in Lowell, Massachusetts, reside in Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Okay. How is the weather in Massachusetts these days, love?
Well, it's going to be raining tonight. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving.
I was born and raised in Worcester, you know.
Yeah, you told me that before.
Mhm. And I have to tell you, I still love New England, even though I love Virginia too. You know.
I don't like it. I'm sick of it. I'm 63. I don't like it in the winter because I have a hard time getting around. So, I'm. You know, the first snow is nice, the older you get, but after that, forget it.
I get that. Yeah.
It's true.
Well, here in Rome, we have more ice than snow, but neither one is fun.
Yep. Did you find my chart?
Yes. So what would you like to know today?
I have a specific, the time of day, 7:14 a.m.
Got it.
Okay, a specific question. Tomorrow morning, I go into the hospital for a cardioversion. I've been in AFib on and off for 2 weeks. So what they want to do is put these pads on me, and then send electrical shocks to my heart to try to get me back in rhythm. Whether or not I'm going to be in AFib at that time, because it's been on and off, I don't know. Do you see this working out for me? I've already had an ablation 2 years ago for my heart,
mm-hmm.
for AFib.
Okay. Well, right now you do have some fire trines that are going to help you. First of all, Mars is now direct in Aries. And it's in trine to your sun. And Mars is the surgeon's planet. Now, even though this is not a surgical procedure, still, you're going to be going into an operation setting. And then Chiron, the wounded healer, is in trine to Uranus. Now, Uranus does rule things that are erratic, and your Uranus was in Leo when you were born, which is why you have this erratic heart rate, okay? So the fire trines are sustaining. Your feelings of insecurity tonight to me are very clear, but by the time you get there tomorrow, the moon is going to move out of this space because the moon was 1 degree every 2.5 hours. So it's no longer going to be causing you the anxiety that you're feeling tonight. Try to relax yourself any way you can tonight in preparation for this, because I think the trines indicate that something good is going to come out of this for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think it's to your benefit to do this process. I don't know that this is the final procedure.
But that's the thing.
I'm going to say this. Do something, okay, tonight. I don't care what it is. Distract yourself. Do something. I agree with Aphrodite. The Arabic part of fortune is passing over your Mercury, which is a nice thing. It really shows you the benefits of what's going on. But you have to keep your head from stressing out and worrying, and that's really where the problem lies as far as I'm concerned right now, is that it's more in your head than the actual procedure is. Trust and have faith in this process because it will end up for your benefit. I look at this with all the trines going on. I think it's the right timing to really help you along the way.
So do you think it will get me out of AFib?
I think you're going to get more of a youthful exuberance out of this because the sun tomorrow is going to be sitting right on your natal moon in Sag, which is that go, go, go energy, okay? It's a spirit of optimism. It's about reawakening your inner child, my dear, okay? So I feel good about this. And Venus is sitting right on your Neptune Libra. So if you can go there tomorrow, because it's still conjunct, even though your Neptune's in Libra and Venus is very early in Scorpio, if you go there with peace and you go there with faith, as Jacqueline would say, you're going to see the benefit of this. So I think it's right. And the other thing, too, is that Jupiter is sitting on your vertex or your electric ascendant. Okay, right now, it's actually been there for about a month. So the planning for this is probably the best thing they can offer you. So go in there with the confidence of what research has been done to help your condition. Go in there positive, call your angels in, go in there and let the divine work with you in the process. I think it's going to be good. I really do.
Okay, I have one more question. It's been around the same time as I started with the AFib. I'm having pain in my neck, my shoulder, my upper arm. I ended up going to the emergency room. It's probably degenerative disc disorder, whatever. Then I went to the primary care the other day. He wants to send me to an orthopedist. I'm in so much pain. He's wondering if it's my rotator cuff. What are you picking up?
Now, there's a possibility it's a problem with that area of the body, but you have to understand one thing. Most people, they're having a problem with their heart. They get deferred pain to their shoulder and to their arm, okay?
Oh, I
so
know. I thought
know
I was having a heart attack when it first happened.
Right. Exactly. So I will get through the procedure for your heart tomorrow. Now, yours is retrograde in Taurus, which does rule the shoulder and neck area, until the third week of January. Let's take care of the cardiac issue now and see how you do with that, and then have the appropriate test done to diagnose this, and then deal with it maybe in January. Allow yourself some wiggle room for recovery because you're fighting a battle on too many fronts, honey. Let's take it one step at a time, okay? Take it one step at a time and try and breathe. You know, you have your Mercury, your Venus, and your Jupiter all in Virgo, so you are a worrywart, extraordinaire sometimes.
Yep.
If you can calm that down and use prayer rather than worry, or ritual, light a candle, however you do your spiritual work.
Time.
Good. So use that more and know it's been heard, okay?
So you think this could be related to my heart, the neck, shoulder pain?
Well, again, you have to understand the body works together as a synergistic organ, okay? It's many pieces of the same picture. For right now, the heart is most important for you to be able to be healthy with your vital organs. Then if you need to deal with a joint issue with your neck or your shoulder, I think that can wait because that planet is retrograde right now. And then when you're feeling healthier and you're up to the challenge of whatever test they have to do, it is better to go through this one chapter at a time, honey, okay?
Mm.
All right?
Yeah, because I can only take Tylenol because I'm on a blood thinner, and the pain in my neck, shoulder, and arm is excruciating. I mean, I even went to the emergency room for it. They gave me a shot of morphine. That did nothing. Absolutely nothing. So do you think they're two separate issues?
Or? I do. I really do.
Oh.
I think that chakra is out. That chakra is out, metaphysically speaking, but I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't give you that kind of advice. But because yours is retrograde in Taurus, I think the shoulder neck thing is secondary right now. Everything else with Mars being in Aries now is direct. So I think the heart issue is where you need to be and be present with that. And then you see how you do, call back the other physician and say, okay, I need to have this evaluated. Knowing it's going to take a little bit of time to do that, and that's okay. I'm sorry about the pain. I mean, I'm the same way. I can't take a lot of pain medication either, so I don't. I usually do ice or I do Tylenol if necessary. But even
I've
that,
been
I don't
doing
like to
all
do.
That icy Tylenol.
Yeah, but for right now,
but you think tomorrow?
The first thing I want you to do is I want you to get a really good neck pillow. Okay. Get a really good neck pillow and get something that supports your shoulders when you're sleeping. And if you can, sleep on your back. That's all I can tell you because that helped my neck for years, okay?
Yeah.
So do some physical things to ease that as you're going through these processes. You'll be okay. You're going to be okay.
All right.
You're going to be okay. All right.
Thank you, ladies. And have a nice
you're
Thanksgiving.
Welcome. God bless
I do
you.
Appreciate the reading.
You too.
God bless.
You too.
Okay,
God
hon.
Bless. All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Very complicated. Well, we're 2 minutes into the show. We need to tell people, you know, how they can reach us if they need us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. Whether you're with family or you're talking to them remotely on FaceTime, whatever it might be, make this a time of Thanksgiving. Then yourself, the divine, and those people that you love. Bless you all.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.